It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Satellite Guys.us podcast. And Scott, happy 6th birthday for SatelliteGuys.us.
Well, yeah, we actually turned 6 earlier in the month, but on Monday night we threw one hell of a party at Satellite Guys, and if you weren't there, you missed some good stuff. It was also the birthday of DishStore.net, and Claude gave away some really, really excellent prizes, with the grand prize being a brand new 622 receiver. He was going to do a 722, but then he said, it doesn't sound right if I give a 722 away for our 6th birthday, so we did a 622. Gave away some very interesting prizes, including 2 tickets to a Dodgers playoff game on Thursday night. So we had a lot of weird and wild prizes last night, and it was a good time by all. I wish I could say the same about the Charlie chat, but our Charlie chat brought people together, and they seemed to have a good time.
Yeah, it almost felt like a Christmas party last night. Everyone was in the chat room having a good old time. They're all hooting and hollering, and it's a good thing that we're not doing the Charlie chat drinking game anymore. Otherwise, we would have had a lot of drunk persons on our hand.
Yeah, we don't play the Charlie Chat drinking game anymore, for the main reason was too many of our Satellite Guys members had to call in sick for work the next morning because they were too inebriated to go in.
Yeah, so speaking of Monday night, Scott, did you see the NHL and Versus last night?
Nope.
That's right, because you were watching the Charlie Chat. I was actually in my hotel streaming the NHL and Versus. If you're a DirecTV customer, obviously you're not seeing that. But it was a really great game, and it was the Chicago Blackhawks, I can't remember versus who, but it was a 11-goal score game. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because earlier today I heard that as I was listening to 670 The Score here in Chicago, the Versus president or CEO or whatever you want to talk, he was on the air talking about how they offer DirecTV the same price as what they were getting, and basically DirecTV declined that.
Yeah, what I've heard, and I've heard from people from Versus about this, is that they've offered to extend the contract with DirecTV at the same price they've been paying all along, no price increase whatsoever, you know, that's 0 cents. And DirecTV has refused it because DirecTV wants to take Versus and throw it into the sports package. And, of course, if they do that, then Versus is not going to get paid for all the millions of people that are currently getting paid by DirecTV to get it because it's in the regular package. That will bring Versus down, and I forget the actual number, so I'm estimating here. It's going to bring them down from about 12 million viewers on DirecTV down to about 3 million. And what that's going to do is that's going to hurt Versus because they can't sell ads anymore based on the number of viewers they have because they're going to have a big decline in viewers. So the whole thing here seems to be DirecTV wanting it only in its sports tier. They no longer want it in the Choice Extra package.
Yeah, it's really disappointing for NHL fans and bull riding fans or whatever fan that you might have watched that channel for. And speaking of disappointing things, it's exactly like last night's Charlie Chat recap and also today's retailer chat recap. It's very disappointing because the fact that we're expecting some news and nothing came about it. It was just a good old 60-minute commercial of NFL Red Zone.
But first of all, let me say, and this is going to probably make some people mad out there for saying it, I actually thought last night's Charlie Chat was pretty well done. As far as production and for entertainment, they did a pretty good job of putting it together. It wasn't your normal Charlie hoedown, you know, looking like it was done in somebody's basement. They had a really good time with all the different skits they did in between things, and I thought it was well produced, a good chat. Unfortunately, it was a chat with no news in it. The only real interesting thing we found out last night was that Charlie said that they hope to have the 922 out for Christmas time, and that it will not be released before November 12th. Now, I don't know where he came up with this November 12th date, but he said outright that it's not going to be released before then. So that makes things kind of interesting. And personally, because I have a 922, I do hope that they take their time in releasing it, because this receiver is going to be the crown jewel of Dish Network receivers. It's going to be the ultimate receiver. It's billed as the ultimate receiver. And to send it out in the current state it's in, and it's not really in that bad of a state, but there's just certain things under the hood that are not working yet. And of course, it's beta software. So I do hope that they take their times and correct the rest of the bugs here instead of just rushing this receiver out the door, because when this thing is 100%, this is going to be the ultimate receiver, Bob.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Scott, and I've heard some of the specifications that the receiver can do, and it's going to be a fantastic receiver, especially with some of the widget applications, although they're not called widgets and stuff like that. And I think in regards to last night's Charlie Chat recap is that a lot of people were wanting to expect some programming news, being that we have a new satellite that's going to be, within the next couple of days, hopefully getting the switch flipped on, and I think they were really wanting to hope that Charlie would be launching some channels in time for the Christmas selling season.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. You know, some of the things that Dish does just has me shaking my head. That was Charlie's last appearance of the year on the Charlie Chats, because he's only doing them quarterly now. So, you know, there won't be a Charlie Chat or a Tech Chat in December. So I really expected him to go out online and say, here's what we got coming down the line. Even if they threw a slate up or of a couple stations they're negotiating with and saying, we're working with these channels and hope to have them available for you in you know, sometime in the future. That would have given a lot of people stuff to talk about. So I was kind of disappointed that there was no mention of anything last night. And also really brushed over, even though they had a ton of sports talk, was talk of ESPNU. ESPNU is now available in the most basic Dish Network package, the Top 100 package. And, you know, that to me shows that they have a deal with ESPNU, because they were involved in a long lawsuit. And since the move has taken place, I'm guessing that the lawsuit is all finished now. And it could be just a matter of time before we see ESPNU in high definition on Dish Network. And they should have thrown the viewers a bone. Instead, what they did was basically they took an hour from people that they'll never get back.
Yeah, this is the perfect time to be selling for the Christmas season, being that we're right before Thanksgiving next month, and everyone's starting to gear up for Christmas and starting to think, what do I want to get my wife or my significant other or my husband? What do I want to get them? And a 922 would be a perfect gift, as well as some additional sports programming or high-definition programming to go along with that 922.
Mm-hmm. Disappointing in the news front, but it was an entertaining show if you looked at it from the entertainment value. And just as we're speaking here, I got sent a big email from a friend of mine at Dish Network with lots of behind-the-scenes pictures of last night's Charlie Chat. So as soon as we're done with this podcast, Bob, I'm actually going to throw them up online, because we got a couple interesting pictures here, especially Charlie and Jim. Well, I think they had too much of that the food last night. We'll put those pictures online, and I think people will enjoy them.
You mean they're drinking too much of the eggnog?
Well, no, I guess the lady who was cooking last night was using a lot of grain alcohol. And I have a feeling they weren't eating too much and maybe hitting her bottle. But it looks like they were warming themselves up in the cold Denver night. Let's put it that way, Bob.
Yeah, very good. And speaking of warming yourself up in the cold Denver night, I heard a lot of DirecTV customers are kind of warming themselves up when they're kind of a little mad that DirecTV has launched another pay-per-view channel, but the technology behind it is a little different than what you're accustomed to seeing. And I applaud DirecTV for this technology behind, which I'll let you discuss here, Scott. But really, do we need another pay-per-view channel?
Yeah, you know, they're clamoring for bandwidth here at DirecTV. They didn't even have enough bandwidth so they could show the game mix channels on Sundays on the Major League Baseball package. And here they are wasting space by showing high-definition pay-per-view in 1080p off the satellite. Now, while it's really cool that they're transmitting live satellite signals in 1080p, and I applaud them for that, why is my big question. The movie that's being shown right now has already been downloaded to people's hard drives. So basically, the HR series receivers already have this movie on their DVRs in full 1080p. Why waste the space sending the same movie over and over again via satellite? It makes no sense, especially when DirecTV is missing so many national HD channels. The space could have been better used by something else, guys.
Yeah, I honestly think people aren't going to care about it until they can see ESPN in 1080p. And not only that, is DirecTV just afraid to launch a national channel? Are they afraid to add these channels that they're missing, thinking maybe the competition might add more, and then they're going to run out of space magically?
Yeah, I don't understand what's with DirecTV and pay-per-view. I believe I got these right, there are over 40 pay-per-view channels now on DirecTV, and most of them are showing the same movies. Why are you wasting space on this when you could be doing more things and probably making a better lucrative income by adding additional channels that people want instead of these pay-per-view movies?
My thoughts on it is don't do the pay-per-view channels at all. Maybe then other two or three event channels. Give everybody a hard drive or a DVR. Download them as VOD, on demand. You can access them right there and launch 40 high-definition channels, national high-definition channels, like the movie channels, like HBO series. Just do that. That would make everybody so much more happier.
And they're doing that now, Bob. For anybody who's got an HD DVR, your HD movies are actually downloaded to the hard drives at night. If you look at your scheduler and your DVR section on your receiver in your list, you will see all these HD movies there. There's no reason why they keep duplicating content over and over and over again when the customer already has it and can watch it at their convenience anytime because it's already stored in a hard drive. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, and I don't know. And before somebody yells at me, on DirecTV, they're not pay-per-view channels, Bob. It's DirecTV Cinema.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, we had a Dish Network retailer chat today, and basically followed the script from last night pretty well. They talked about the Red Zone and all the sports that they're offering, but there was one little piece of information that they gave today that was not announced on last night's Charlie Chat, and that is beginning November 3rd, that the NBA TV channel, which currently has only been available in the sports package and in America's Everything pack, will be available to people with America's Top 200 package and higher. So people with America's Top 200 will be getting an HD channel, because NBA TV is both in standard definition and high definition, and it'll become available to them on November 3rd. Now, I'm also hearing that they're going to do a free preview the week before that for everybody, letting them know that it's going to be available in the Top 200. So if you're an NBA fan, look for NBA TV coming to you in the Top 200 package and to everybody in a free preview from Dish.
Really, that's a good move because you got the NFL Red Zone, which is a part of the NFL package, which is in one of those packages. You also got the MLB, well, not on Dish, but on other providers. You have MLB Network, which is in the same thing. And to lump all those, including the NHL channel, in a basic package like that, it's really a good deal because the fact that you're going to be able to get just about every major sport network from whether it's MLB, NBA, or NHL Network, in a major package like that. And it's good to have for just about every sports fan out there.
Hey, Bob, I don't know if you were around last week, but Dish Network had a little trouble. I don't know if you saw it, but it was really interesting if you had a free-to-air receiver. We received word last week that a number of Satellite Guys members were having, on some of their receivers, a message popping up saying smart card is not authorized. And people tried calling into Dish Network and just got fast busy signals, or they got put on hold for 45 minutes and then got hung up on. And, we couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. And then about 11 o'clock in the morning, I got a private message from somebody saying, do you have your free-to-air receiver set up? And I did, because I was actually running the uplink center computer for DigiBlur, who's currently moving. And he said, well, take a look at it. And so I had TS Reader up, and I pulled TS Reader up, and all the Dish Network channels, and I mean all the Dish Network channels, were in the clear. Bob, you had to see this. Every single Dish Network channel, whether it be porn, whether it be pay-per-view, movie channels, even the test channels, were up there in the clear. It was a sight to see.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens to me. You know, I'm home for 4 months because I'm unemployed and I'm a victim of the economy. And then the moment I go to work, this happens, you know. I heard about it and I was at work and there was, unfortunately, by the time I got home, Dish Network already had it covered up. And man, if I had the opportunity, I would have been looking at resolutions on what channels and stuff like that just to see if Dish Network was running full res on any of their HD channels or if they were still doing the 1440 by 1080i.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to check that because the free-to-air USB tuner I had on my computer that's running the uplink report does not do the 8PSK. And if I had the 8PSK one hooked up, I do have one. If I had the 8PSK one hooked up, I would have been able to check those resolutions. But it's very interesting. And, you know, I posted a rumor online last week about Dish uplinking 8 new HD test channels. I posted that in the pub member area. And, you know, Wednesday uplink came around, people were razzing me about it, saying, where are these channels? Well, when they had this problem here at Dish Network, when they put their encryption down, I scanned each transponder, and on transponder 10, on 110, the 110 satellite, there were the 8 HD test channels. What they did was they put them up on the bird, but they did not put the test channels in the Dish Network mapping, so that way they did not show up in the uplink report. So I was kind of pleased to see what I said was going to happen. It did actually happen, but it was just Dish playing a little trick on us by not actually showing those channels in the uplink report.
Yeah, it was my understanding that there was actually nothing mapped to those channels, so when he did tune into them, there was a black screen.
Yeah, there were just null patterns there. But the 8 channels are warming up, and I'm going to check them in a couple days to see if there's any data transfer on them, you know, while they're scrambled. And, you know, you can't see what's there, but you can tell what has video on it and what does not have video on it by the data rates being transferred on each PID.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not at the uplink center, because they could be warming up at the uplink center via fiber, and they just haven't flipped the switch from the fiber link to the bird yet, or wired the channels or whatever, because if anyone's been to the uplink or has been on one of those world-famous tours, it takes a lot of work to get a channel to you from the fiber feed or from the C-band satellite that they have. To you at home, there's a lot of wiring that goes on.
Oh, well, there's a ton of wiring that goes on. And, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to see what they have in store for those 8 channels there. I keep getting asked if Dish is going to carry EPIX. That's EPIX, a new channel that's launching on October 30th. They're going to be launching with the Transformers movie, I believe. I believe it's Transformers. Could be a different movie. But they're launching on the 30th, and it's going to be a new movie channel like HBO and Showtime. And people are wondering if Dish Network's going to carry it. DirecTV says they have enough movie channels, and they're not interested in this channel. So this channel is only available in high definition. So Dish has a good opportunity here to start saying that they're the leader in high-definition movies. And they can add EPIX to their lineup. And then in addition, they can use some of the other transponders for things like ESPNU and BBC America. And, you know, I also heard that they were supposed to be airing QVC HD and also Home Shopping Network HD sometime before the end of the year. This would be a great time to add them in place right before the holiday season and, you know, make some extra revenue from the high-definition channels because, you know, I don't know about you, Bob, but I've been actually watching QVC in high definition off C-band, and it's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, I was just about to mention this. In fact, I'm actually kind of surprised at the content that not only does QVC HD have from the C-band side, HSN HD, all their programming is 100% in high definition. And it's kind of funny. There's a running joke inside my house is whenever I flip through the UVerse QVC HD channel, my wife's like, no, you got to put on C-band so that way we can really see what it looks like. It's just a running joke.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people may be upset if they see shopping channels coming in HD. But guys, really think about this for a moment here. Have you been wanting a new high-definition set in your house, but your wife hasn't let you have one or hasn't wanted one because she hasn't seen the value in high-definition? Well, once these new channels come on, take her over to your friend's house and show them QVC and HSN in high-definition, and you'll be probably watching on a new high-definition TV in your house pretty dang soon because your wife will want those channels. My Christmas shopping advice there for you.
Yeah, these channels are definitely world class, and they've put a lot of thought into they always put a lot of thought into the products they sell. But it's definitely something that that was one of the big surprises for me. I know a lot of people, they complain about the little bugs in the bottom of the screen and little scrolls that everybody's doing and all the cross promotions that all these cable networks are doing now. You really don't have that. They take up the screen space with the product, and they really want to sell you and show you that product and how good it can look in high definition.
Yeah, they're both excellent channels, and if you do have a C-band receiver that can pick up the high definition, check them out. Both channels are in the clear, and very interesting stuff. Well, I hear the music playing, Bob, but I want to say happy birthday to DishStore.net. They've been supporting us now for 6 years, and it's their sixth birthday, so that's an amazing thing there. We thank them for their support. Also, I want to thank our pub members who are really the lifeblood behind Satellite Guys. Without their support, we wouldn't be here. So thank you to every one of them who donates $20 year after year to keep the lights on at Satellite Guys. You guys are the best, and we really thank you for your support.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.